For America.
The word is now that the Attorney General will resign today, and he has served our country very, very well.
Wow.
The Attorney General will be submitting his resignation to the President.
Fighting for Idaho.
I don't know for sure who we're arming. I'm not sure that a year or 2 years from now, those weapons won't be turned on us. I'm very uncomfortable with what's going on there.
Fighting for you.
Good morning, Kevin. I just admire you to know that you keep doing the right things. Having you out there and promoting the things that you promote is sure a blessing.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning.
Stay on top and stay strong.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It is not a good thing when America leads from behind. The entire world is on fire, and it has made both the world and America a much, much more dangerous place.
I made it clear that America would act as part of a broad coalition, and we were joined in this action by friends and partners, including Arab nations.
And there you heard it, the president saying it's a broad coalition, but he got it wrong, talking about Syria and the rise of ISIS, ISIL. More on that coming up. The president admitting he's wrong. We'll talk about that. Kevin Miller in the morning. Time to get up and start the day. Let's go up to our friend Ricky, who's been very patient. Ricky, welcome.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to tell you that I am so proud of you for winning that Marconi Award. I just wanted to tell you that it is so wonderful that people have taken notice of all the wonderful things that you do.
Well, Ricky, we love you, and we always thank you for contributing behind the scenes, whether it's cutting hair at the Good Samaritan Home. By the way, they need a brand new heating unit, or it's donating towels to the Boise Rescue Mission. You and John do a great job, and thank you. It's a group effort, really, and we thank you for believing in us. Not a lot of people do, so we thank you for that, ma'am.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay, Ricky, God bless.
God bless you.
All right, our great friend Ricky here at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Dave Pezzo joins us now, casually dressed compared to his recent appearance at Channel 7, but we're a casual kind of show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we take a look at the world events. The president makes a big speech last night. He says he got it wrong. What's the impact of that, do you think, if any?
I think it's probably a positive thing that the president is saying, hey, I got some stuff wrong, because I don't think he's ever admitted he did anything wrong ever. And it's that's not a partisan thing. That's just a human thing. I don't think he ever thinks he does anything wrong. People all make mistakes, but the thing is, we're very quick to forgive people and move on when they say, we called it wrong here, and now we're going to move this direction. Let's go forward, and it will be a unifying thing. So I think it's positive.
It is, but on the other hand, the president, you'll love this one last night. And if you can, grab your headphones, because we'll take some calls here at 580-KIDO. Goes back to 2008, but if you think about what I walked into when I came into office, we not only had two wars still active, but we had a world financial system which was becoming unraveled, and we were losing 800,000 jobs a month. So, you know, we've had challenges before, and we've overcome them. That's not to downplay the serious challenges that we face right now, mostly internationally. So, once again, it's blame President Bush.
I know. He had no chance, because when he came in, there was no chance. So, I get it. He's still on the same rant as he was for the last 6 years.
Amazing. We've got a couple calls. We'll get to them in a second. Your thoughts on just the market latest, up, down, still... It's the bull running wild, no bear yet, right?
No, and the bull's not running wild. The bull is resting. We're not sure what direction we're going now. We're just flat. And volatility is back, Kevin. It has been very, very dull for a very long time. Volatility meaning it's back to normal, though. This is normal. I want to, again, stress this is not an abnormally volatile period. It can get into that, but we finally have some volatility. We haven't had it for a while. And it looks like it's a lot of technically driven trading to me, it just meaning the black boxes moving the market around, because you don't have a market on Thursday down 200 points and then up 200 on Friday. This is just silliness. And that is just directionally driven or momentum driven trading, not fundamental. So the U.S. is still looking good fundamentally, economically. Rest of the world kind of slow. And but volatility, Kevin, to your point, is definitely picked up.
We go to Ron Paul Jim at 580-KIDO for Kevin Miller and Dave Petzo. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Morning. Yeah, I just want to point out that, you know, that I was wrong, you know, bad intelligence and blah, 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 that the president is admitting to actually cost hundreds of thousands of lives of innocent people. Yet we're supposed to believe Assad is bad, you know, and this, you know, that he is much worse than everything, all these false intelligence that have brought us into wars. I mean, you know, you go back as far as Bush 1 with Nurse Daria, and then you go into with Clinton, and you go into Bush 2. I mean, all, you know, the invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, for a war on terror of false intelligence. You know, of mistaken, we don't know what we're doing kind of stuff. These are the same people that we supported to go in and destabilize Libya, to destabilize Egypt, to destabilize Iraq, you know, Syria. These are all the same people. We armed them. We armed the whole place.
Yeah, Dave.
Filled it full of weapons. This is totally our fault, if you want to, not even our, I want to say, you know, the,
it's not
the
our fault for that guy that chopped off that woman's head. He needs to go.
You know what? There are always going to be people that come along, and that's
he needs
part
to
of
go.
The narrative is to get radicals to sign up, you know, so there's always going to be that. But the
well, what are we going to do with the radicals? They're here in Moore, Oklahoma. Should we just play Patty Baker's man with them?
No, we
need to kill them.
We should enforce our immigration policy. We should enforce.
He's an American citizen. He converted.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always, like I said, you know, there's always going to be exceptions, but this whole thing was typecast from the beginning.
Right. Well, you were right, Ron Paul Jim. We got to run, and President Obama was wrong. What impact do these wars and these bombings have on our financial stability? By the way, Ron Paul Jim, thank you for the call. I mean, these missiles aren't cheap or free, and no one seems to be looking at the cost.
Well, the cost relative, I know this is a because it, you know, human life is involved, and it's not just the human life of the troops, although that's more precious to us and should be. But you think about what's going on in some of these places with the Christians' genocide and everything. That it's been an absolute horror there, and to let that go on is a crime in and of itself. It's a very difficult box we're in. But what you, Kevin, to your point, it's expensive, yes. It's also relative to our GDP, relative to our taxes, relative to the budget deficit, is not much. It just isn't much. Just having a military is expensive. So we can either choose to not have a military, but it's not a per bomb cost on a multi-trillion dollar economy and a multi-trillion dollar budget.
But a lot of people will say this, Dave Petzo, that instead of spending money on missiles and planes and everything else, we could have been rebuilding our infrastructure. In fact, a lot of people have been critical of the president because initially he sponsored, you know, he was going to have the new Marshall Plan for America when he was running for office, and then he got distracted with health care, which has not been good
and
for
golf.
And golf, but it's not been good for our economy. You talk about, and again, it's not as sexy as digital this, digital that, but we all need roads and bridges,
right,
and we need some much-needed infusion into the infrastructure of our nation.
I totally agree, Kevin, and unfortunately, they did. You know, I think they had a $1 trillion stimulus package. The problem was is the stimulus package was a political payoff. It literally went, what was it, like $100 million? Some tiny, tiny fraction actually went into the ground to the infrastructure because the president paid off everybody for getting him elected. So the money was there, and it just wasn't appropriated into building projects. I agree, but it is an easy thing to say. I'm just saying, you know, that we should be doing this instead of dropping bombs. Yeah, that'd be great. But and it certainly helps the rest of the world that we spend all the money policing the world. But at the same time, if we're going to have a military, it's not a question of dropping a few bombs. That is just a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of our overall budget.
Well, let's hear more from the president last night on 60 Minutes at 580 KIDO.
Over the past couple of years,
during the chaos of the Syrian civil war, where essentially you have huge swaths of the country that are completely ungoverned. They were able to reconstitute themselves and take advantage of that chaos.
Right. This is clearly a failure of leadership, but the financial implications, you're right. We either stop them there, or as we've seen in Moore, Oklahoma, they're coming here.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, if we had had some type of coherent foreign policy, perhaps that prevention would have prevented us from, again, planes, bombs, troops on the ground.
It's like, you know, it's an easy comparison, but President Reagan, people didn't do this. Putin wouldn't have done this if Reagan was in office. The Soviet Union didn't do this type of thing. He wouldn't have had Syria because he would have done something about it. And if he didn't do, he wouldn't have had to probably do something about it because it would have talked him out of office because we had the power and he also had the will to use it if necessary. He didn't draw red lines and then erase them. He didn't make idle threats. He was a real leader and he took the hits if it went wrong.
Right. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. But, and again, it's a small part of our economy, but let's take a look at the unrest in the Ukraine, the unrest in the Middle East. This does have to have an impact on the markets, right?
Absolutely it does, especially what's going on in Ukraine. There's no question about that. It's been a tinderbox within the Middle East for our entire life, Kevin, so I think we're all kind of used to that. But we're not used to a dictator in Soviet Union anymore.
Right.
Just running across the border. It's a very weird thing. And there's too much natural gas that goes across that to Europe. So Europe with the sanctions, it really is impacting the global economy very adversely. So absolutely it roils the markets.
More coming up with Dave Pezzo next, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, Tim Cook's on the cover of Bloomberg Businessweek. Is he the future of Apple?
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Yeah. Up all night.
Dave Pezzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. So big event going on Monday night at the old BSU.
There is, and I we should mention it because it is free to the public. But the president CEO of the Cato Institute is speaking tonight. It's and he's talking the philosophic fight for the future of America. This is a former, his name is Allison, John Allison. He's a former CEO of BB&T, which is a very large bank. This is a big deal.
I used to bank with them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Until he left? Or
exactly. Once he left, I said, I think they're predominantly in the South, right?
They are. Very good. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, if people are interested, it's at 7 o'clock. They can actually just call the office if they want to. We'll let them know the information. But it's a Brandt lecture.
What is
series.
That? 555 Pezzo. The number.
853-2000.
853-2000. It's pretty easy.
That is easy.
I like 1-800 Dave Pezzo.
Well, that would be easy too. But 853-2000. That's pretty easy.
It's all marketing, Dave. It's all branding. Let me hit you with this here at 580KIDO. You follow the tech stocks, Micron, obviously for us locally, but Apple. Tim Cook now apparently. There have been a lot of people coming out with watches. His watch seems to be the best ever. The i6 doing well. The i6 Plus doing well. Oh, it bends a little. Don't worry about it. How is it possible? To be the guy that replaces the guy. Nobody ever wants to do that, and there was nobody bigger than Steve Jobs.
Well, there wasn't. And from a creative genius, from a mythical status, Cook is not that. He's not that. He didn't come up with something as crazy as the iPhone. He didn't come up. He's innovating, and he's a great manager. He appears to be a very, very strong manager. The question is, what is going to be the, you know, Apple TV or whatever down the road? And they don't necessarily have to do that. You don't have to have, you know, Steve Jobs came and launched this company with this miraculous product. And if they just keep making it better and have add-ons like watches and things like and tablets and things like that, they can have a nice long runway without changing the world the way Steve Jobs did. But Cook he's not a world changer, but he's a great manager.
Locally, what are we looking out for this week, if anything?
Well, we have to at least give kudos to Micron for their incredible quarter.
You know, wait a minute. Every week you give kudos to Micron.
Well,
you not?
No, I don't every week.
All right.
And you know, as
facts. Who needs facts on this program? We just make goofy statements.
That's right. Not every week.
Right.
I'm just saying they had a great earnings announcement last week. So, yeah, keep your eye on Micron again this week. Really, really astoundingly positive report.
What's their allure to staying here? And never mind, you know, you have, the legacy of Steve Appleton and everything else. But I'm sure when there isn't a day that goes by that somebody says, hey, why don't you move to China? Why don't you move to Seattle? Because let's face it, we love this area. It's where we choose to live. It's the best ever. However, there are easier places to get in and out of when you're doing the big money business.
There are a lot easier places to get in and out of. And so they have to make one more stop, meaning you have to fly to
Salt Lake, Denver, you name it.
And then bounce on. So the answer is yes. But to put up a facility like they have here, that's billions of dollars.
Right.
Well, you'd have to go spend that somewhere else to go do it and then just tear this one down. So, no, it makes sense to stay here. And also, there are other really good reasons. Fabs use a lot of water and power, and it's cheap here, both.
Yep.
It goes somewhere else. People say, oh, it's all about taxes. Well, it's not all about taxes. It depends on what you use and need, and that's why places like Nevada don't attract 100% of the businesses. They do very well, but they don't attract all of them.
Now, coming up, you're going to be talking to Governor Otter.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're prepared to talk to him about.
I want to ask how, one of your favorite topics, right, Kevin?
China.
Mm-hmm. How's the China relationship?
I don't go there with China with
right.
the governor anymore.
So I want to know what kind of dividends. Not hyperbole about we're creating this or we're doing that. I want to know exactly what that kind of relationship does. How much money do we actually put into that type of relationship? And what is the payoff? And is it a long-term payoff? Is it short-term? I'd like to hear some definition. The governor's worked very hard at it. I'm not questioning it. I just want to have some definition of how they feel about it. Has it been successful? If so, what is success defined as? Not just, yeah, it's been successful. So I do want to try to narrow down that a little bit. I want to understand a little bit more about the healthcare exchanges, where we're at on this whole healthcare thing. All I am is in the industry, but I'm confused. I still don't know what the heck my health insurance is going to look like in a year or two. So I'd like to talk a little bit.
That's a big present for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Just get ready.
That's right. And also I'd like to know what they're doing to help the city attract more flights in and out of the airport here. What are they doing? And how did they get more places down in Twin Falls versus, say, here? Why would...
That's the Magic Valley miracle. That's what he calls it.
That's correct. And I want to know why we don't have an Ada County miracle here. What's holding us back here from attracting some new ones?
Now, is that coming up Sunday or a Saturday?
It will be this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, you and Governor Otter are going toe-to-toe. What should we be watching out for this week?
The volatility is back, Kevin. It is back, and it's...
I'm glad because... Now you're going to have to earn your money there.
I know. I don't get to nap every day.
Not good times, and the market keeps going up. Yeah.
I know. So now we're going to have more volatility, which is I just think we keep our eyes on it. There's a lot of geopolitical problems out there. The machines are moving the market at radically more than it was just a couple weeks ago. So when we get any bit of news, it can move and swing big time. And just like the futures this morning, on no real news, we're down triple digits this morning right out of the chute. So we will see how the market settles in this week, but we're in for much more volatility. So just watch that in the geopolitical events.
Let me hit you with this here at 580 KIDO. Spending up 0.5%, earnings up 0.3%.
Yeah.
Is that good news?
That's
or bad
very
news?
Good news. It's very good news. Better than expected.
News?
Yeah. Better than expected. But that's on a monthly reading. So,
right.
Yeah, obviously over a year, that's a pretty good increase. Better than expected.
Right. September is out here at 580 KIDO, and one day we'll actually get you a humidifier because that happens to me all the time. I enjoy it when people cough in here because then I know it's just not me some reason.
Yeah.
Anyway. As we get ready for the fourth quarter, retail will be in the news. Anything else that we should look for at the end of the year? October is just around the corner.
I know it is. It's funny how the year. It really is funny how the year is just slipping away the last couple of months here. It's but we are going to be talking about retailing. That's what we're going to be doing. But Kevin, it is really right now. I believe it's all about what's going on in Ukraine as we head towards winter. Are they going to get natural gas? Is this going to get uglier? Because if they don't. Germany, the whole industrial structure there is going to have a whole lot of problems.
Is that a market for us? Could we possibly supply them?
Yeah, we could if we had any activity, but you can't do it overnight. It's liquid natural gas. We certainly could. We should, and we should be driving cars on natural gas, but the president doesn't like any fossil fuel.
Not everybody can be Tesla.
No, not everybody can.
And, you know, if I didn't win the Marconi, I was going to create the Tesla, and I was going to win the Tesla.
Doggone it.
I know. Dave Pezzo, you're going to be on special assignment for the next week, huh?
I am. My special assignment is to go watch the Bronco game. What do you think of that?
Hopefully they'll do better than they did the last time.
Yeah, that wasn't...
That's not a good return on your investment if they lose.
No, I guess it's not, but you got to go once in a while.
You got to be like me. Always invest in a front runner. That's why I'm wearing my Duck shirt today. But I have like six Bronco shirts, so...
Game sold out, so that's a good indicator.
That's a rough place, I hear, Nevada.
It's a rough place?
Yep. Outside the Peppermill, it's a rough place.
Yeah.
In Reno, I hear that's a rough crowd.
I'll tell you what, a couple years ago, I was down there. It was really cold when we missed the big kick, right?
I'm talking about the fans.
The fans, I know. And coming out of there, it was rough.
Did you have to chop anybody?
No.
Did you think about that, maybe a kick?
Yeah, but apparently a lot of people were very rude as they were leaving the stadium. There were a lot of people jeering and the Reno fans were badly behaved.
And you're going back in there.
I'm going back in.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. Dave Pezzo, live at the Reno Stadium there.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I get back alive.
We're counting on it. All right, Dave, thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
580 KIDO, it is the one, the only, the manly man segment. Dave Burnett with us as we talk all things men. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
Few things going on today, but before that, I usually, I don't want to hog the spotlight. Anything catching your attention?
Anything catching my attention?
You know, why were you laughing?
No, I'm very happy today. It's Tuesday.
Oh.
Yesterday we were talking about Boise State and listening to the talking going back and forth. I have a suggestion for people. Take a deep breath. Kellen Moore is not coming back. Quit comparing Joe Southwick, Ryan Finley, Grant. Quit comparing him to Kellen Moore. He's not coming back. Let the 10-year dynasty go and relax and enjoy some college football. Holy cow. You're going to be miserable trying to compare it to that 10-year era, which was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. There, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox.
Right, but on the other hand, I mean, people have a right to complain, and that's the balancing act, my friend Dave Burnett, because on one hand you have people that say, oh, they're just rainy day fans, literally, that complain about this, but that was shocking. And, you know, with respect to Coach Harsin, he did say we're going to bring back the championships. I know all about it. So the expectations were there. So I'll ask you here at 580 KIDO, mm-hmm. I mean, don't the fans have a right to be critical?
Sure, you pay your ticket, you can bitch, you can carry on, you can whine, you can moan.
Wait, whoa, you can't say that word on this station.
Sure you can.
No, not on my show you can't. We don't say that. Please. I apologize for that. Actually, I dumped it, but no, you can't say that. You know better than that. You run this place.
Well, I guess I can't say that.
Anyway, hopefully the delay worked, but back to you can gripe at stuff. You're fired up this morning before 6 a.m. laying down the profanities. I'm intimidated.
Okay, I'm going to listen for yours. I'll make sure Ray dumps anything you say that's bad.
I never do.
Okay.
I mean, I feel very passionately about the connection we have with the listener here.
But I'm just saying, you can carry on, and you have a right to if you buy a ticket to go in. If you don't buy a ticket to go in, I don't know. But, you have the right to do that, but you're going to be miserable. I can complain that the Pittsburgh Steelers haven't been dominant since Terry Bradshaw. It's not going to bring it back. Just go enjoy it. Go enjoy college football. Let it go, people.
How can you enjoy it when you're embarrassed? And by the way, as I write about in one of my blogs, boy, do I miss Nick Patty.
Yeah, you do. There was a kid of character.
Well, Nick Patty, my boy, I bet he could have done a better job than Hedrick. Heck, you could have thrown four interceptions. I could have thrown four interceptions.
So do you hate the...
No, it's not eight.
Do you dislike the New England Patriots? Because they sure were embarrassed last night.
And you know something? Unlike other homers, I will say that Bill Belichick should be...
Fired.
Did I say fired? Can I... Hold on.
Sure.
Please just let me finish my thought. Look, unlike other people, I'm very hard on my team. Bill Belichick should be embarrassed. His moves with the offensive line have backfired. He has wasted Tom Brady. The reason why the Kansas City Chiefs were so effective, they don't fear those receivers because the Patriots have gone cheap. They've continued to go cheap. They have not given Brady anything to work with since Randy Moss. Gronkowski is a shadow of his former self. Edelman is laughable. And let's face it, they've never invested in a running back since the guy from Cincinnati. It's finally caught up with them. And yes, Bill Belichick, his defensive coordinator, they should all be run. Now, fired? No. But the fans of New England expect more of that. Just like if I were a Bronco fan, I would say, look, you have a great resume, Mr. Harsin. We, your judgment is to be trusted. That's what you get paid to do. But you made a lot of bad decisions, and there were no in-game adjustments. Did you notice that?
Well,
I mean, I'm not going to, when Nick Saban does something wrong in Alabama, mm-hmm. they want to run it. They're crazy. And you see, you and I probably disagree on that. See, I think that's a sign of a great program where the fans expect excellence. Excellence. Anyway, they want to fire him. And that's just how they are. They're just like, get him out. And you can go to Texas with those oil con men. They're crazy. It's fans. It's fanaticism.
I just think people need to take a deep breath. I really do. Take a deep breath. Allow the program to get adjusted, to get in there. Did they have a bad game? Yeah. Did Grant Hedrick have a bad game? Yeah. If he has two of them, you may see him go and be the backup. But, you know, people are just nuts. They're just nuts over this right now. It's like, take a deep breath, enjoy some college football.
Well, it's been a while since they've been bad.
It's been a while since they've been bad?
Mm-hmm.
You mean they've been bad for a while?
It's been a while. Just what I said. Why are you being so obstinate this morning? It's been a while since they've been bad, since they've been humiliated like this.
Oh, they weren't very good last year.
Were they humiliated like this?
Maybe.
Were they down 17 to nothing? Anyway, let's move on from sports here. We're not really a sports station at 580 KIDO. The White House continues to deal with the Secret Service, and now we find out that not only did the jumper get into the West Portico or East Portico or Portico Pharmacy, he actually got into the East States Room, which I believe is upstairs. You go up a flight of stairs, and then there's the stairs to the residency. And he got past a Secret Service agent, I believe to be a female, number one. Number two, the alarm that was supposed to go off was muted, apparently at the request of the White House usher's office. It makes you wonder whether or not the Secret Service, with their scandals and the prostitutes, can really protect the president.
I heard a Secret Service agent yesterday, might have been on Hannity, I'm not sure, say that the Secret Service, a former agent, has not been the same since it left the Treasury Department, went to Homeland Security. And apparently, or kind of appears that maybe that's the case.
Well, you think of, and Dave, you have people very close to you that work for the government. You have to be of high moral character to be in the Secret Service, to be involved in really, ideally, in any type of government work, because ethics matter, judgment matters. But if you're supposed to be protecting our most valuable asset, the President of the United States, at 580KIDO, then you don't sit there and hire prostitutes and gamble and do a lot of stupid things like you're reliving to live and die in L.A.
Well, no, you've been in the White House. I have been in the White House. I can't fathom how that man ran through the White House. There's people at every doorway. How did that happen?
Well, again, and they covered it up as we're hearing about this, Dave. This issue where he just got past one of the agents, apparently a female, that's all I'm going to say, and then kept going until he was tackled by another, and the alarm was muted at the request of the usher's office.
Well, he got past a dog's, a canine, I'm just saying that. They didn't release the hounds. Those were males, probably. You didn't release the hounds. I don't know if we were playing that game or not. But he ran all the way through the White House. How do you do that? I mean, because having been in there, gone through tours on it, they have people posted at basically every doorway. It's just astounding to me. And should be very frightening to the residents of the White House.
Well, that and did you hear about the, of course, it was either that or, hey, leaves are falling out of the trees. And we are blessed to live in a place where news really doesn't happen. I'm not going to smack that was actually a lead on one of the TV shows. And getting ready for fall, the leaves are coming. What to do with your leaves? Anyway, at 580KIDO, did you hear about, remember that goof? I think he was from Northern Idaho that was arrested for shooting at the White House.
Yes.
Did you hear about the latest there? How inept the Secret Service was that they didn't even know that the White House was hit with bullets until 2 days later when the house cleaner was out looking at the broken glass on the Truman balcony.
Yeah, hit 7 times with shots. I thought they was maybe it was the time frame. I mean, they knew it was shot, but I can't remember even back whether it was 2 days or not. But I do remember that, you know, that it was shot, but I don't think I ever heard a number of times it was hit. But 7 times.
7 times, and they showed the bullet holes. Now, look, let's take politics out of this. If I'm President Obama, I got to wonder what the blank is going on.
Yeah, like I said, I'd be very upset if I was a resident of that place. I mean, on a personal level. You got your family. You have to wonder. But again, you know, like and I don't know, not being in the Secret Service, but the former agent said that, you know, since after the Bush administration, after 9/11, took it out of the Treasury, put it in Homeland Security, it's gone downhill from there.
Yeah, I think I know that guy. He ran for office in Maryland. He kind of does the circuit a lot. Big, strong guy, strapping guy. And you have to wonder where the accountability is. If you're going to do all these things, hiring prostitutes, and now the female lead of the Secret Service will be before the Oversight Committee in the House. I mean, they're going to yell at her. Is that going to solve the problem?
No, but I would hope that there's some real serious meetings going on right now behind closed doors as to how to fix this issue.
Well, and then on the other hand, and we saw this with our friend Gary Aldrich when he wrote that tell-all many years ago concerning the Clintons, that a lot of times the orders come from the executive. They tell you, look, we don't want those alarms going off, and the usher's office on orders from the first family do these things. Now, that's speculation on my part.
Well, you would think the chief of staff or somebody said, you know, those alarms are just bugging everybody. Somebody higher up somewhere, whether it was, you know, the president, his family, or, you know, at least the chief of staff probably said, yeah, that's kind of disturbing us. Yeah, I would hope those are turned back on.
Well, we shall see. So we've got the Secret Service thing going on. Also, more going on with ISIS and ISIL and everything else. Netanyahu before the United Nations stating, look, this is a threat. ISIS, Hamas, ISIL, ISIL, they're all related. Al-Qaeda, Taliban, it's the, like the Legion of Doom, but everybody else wants to talk about Ebola.
Well, both are huge stories. I mean, both are really huge stories. I just think some people just can't, you know, they want to avoid the whole Middle East thing because, you know, it's easier to talk about Ebola. That way you're not deemed a racist or a hater because you're rooting against a disease. But both are huge stories and major threats. And not only that, what's that virus now amongst kids they think is causing limb paralysis here in the United States. And Lord knows where that disease came from.
Yes, the secret virus. By the way, here at 580KIDO, speaking of data breaches, it looks like our own Albertsons has one now.
Yep. In fact, I'm just posting a story to the website even as we speak about that. So the biggest problem is after I shopped at Target and then went over to Home Depot and stopped at Albertsons to pick up some treats, I'm pretty much done.
You are done with that. And it's funny because we continue to be more and more dependent on these things. Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message from Facebook the other day that someone was trying to use my password.
Do you suppose it was a real message or was it a faux message?
Well,
you never know.
And exactly. It looked like the Facebook thing and it didn't ask me for any of my data, but it said someone had tried to change my password. Now, I believe that was you.
Did I send you that message?
No, that you were trying to change my password as a joke. Ha ha, yuck, yuck.
I don't even know your Facebook. I'm not even friends with you on Facebook.
That makes you a bigger suspect.
Oh.
But anyway.
See, I keep it that way. I keep it pure.
That's a lame attempt at humor on my part. However, I did say, no, please don't change my password. And then they said, okay, we're not going to change your password. You are who you say you are. And then I clicked whatever, and it went to my Facebook page. So I don't know. So if you get a lot of crazy things, I got hacked. But, you know, obviously if somebody says your credit card is overdue, you don't do that. I one of our local friends here said, I got a notice from Visa in the email I have to send. I go, no, it's a scam. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't pay your bill.
Exactly.
Yeah, now Dave Petzo's behind. Traffic now as you're coming up.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
5:58 coming up, our interview with Douglas Brunt, best-selling author and spouse of somebody very, very famous that a lot of folks here find cosmetically appealing, intellectually stimulating, and she's on the Big Fox. We'll talk about that. Plus, this issue of how safe is the White House, how safe is President Obama, considering the current breaches and certainly the insights into the breaches of the White House. We'll talk a little bit more about that and take your phone calls at 580-5436. And locally, obviously, we're taking a look at the issue involving animal abuse and whether or not it's a serious crime here in the state of Idaho. Let's get you to traffic now at 580. And don't forget, 580KIDO is your home for Fox News on the radio. It is currently 53 degrees in Boise. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to our friends from Judicial Watch on the resignation of Eric Holder. Remember, they've been chasing Holder for quite some time, and he must release those IRS documents. As soon as the court ruled that he had to do it, he resigned. Are they related? We'll find out right here. Stay with us.